Outside the Bills draft room here at One Bills Drive, it was an eventful first night of the NFL draft as the Bills got the quarterback that they wanted all along and got a couple of extra draft choices in the process. Hello again, everybody. Chris Brown, along with Bills play-by-play man John Murphy. And Murph, as it was ticking down, you wondered if the Bills were going to sit there at eight, but in the end, they deal, and they moved in.
Yeah, you know, we had been speculating for a while that they were interested in trading down as they came into this draft with only six picks, and when their turn came to pick, they were ready to act. It appeared that the Buffalo Bills brain trust had it all set up, a swap of draft picks with the St. Louis Rams. Buffalo moves down eight spots in the first round and picks up the Rams' second-round pick, 46th overall. They flip picks with the Rams in the third and get another pick from St. Louis in the seventh. So in all, the Bills wind up with three picks in the first 46 selections, a total of eight picks, picking up two in the trade down. GM Buddy Nick says the Bills made a calculation that they could get their quarterback and pick up a couple of more draft picks.
We all know who needed quarterbacks. And when we passed that, we felt like we had a shot. And the last one was Arizona, I guess. It was probably tempted to take a quarterback.
What were you thinking, Buddy, at that time? More than one, three, four, five?
We took a lot, you know, and we even took some as far as it moving from 16. And I got a little nervous about moving in much further down.
So the Bills pulled the trigger at the 16th pick, and after exhaustive research, perhaps more than they've ever done on the quarterbacks in this year's draft class, the Bills get the pick of the litter as they take the first quarterback off the board in Florida State's E.J. Manuel.
We spent a lot of time with all these guys, brought them in here and talked protection and talked routes and talked reads. I've talked to his head coach. I talked to his quarterback coach, his coordinator. This guy was further along than most of them as far as knowledge of the game.
He can throw the football vertically down the field. He has a good arm. He can get himself out of trouble. He can create things with his feet. He has good presence in the huddle. He's accurate. And we're excited to have him.
E.J. Manuel says he knew all the way back in the Senior Bowl 3 months ago that the Bills liked him. And once he got to sit down with the Buffalo Bills coaching staff and took a look at the offense, he knew that this was an offense that he really liked.
I just think the fact that it's a progression offense, but at the same time, it's a quick-paced offense. And I think it's something that a lot of teams haven't seen in the league. And I know Coach Hackett is a very smart, intelligent coach. And he's very innovative, so I know he's going to have a lot of creative things coming up.
Doug Marrone says Manuel will be part of the open competition for the starting quarterback job. He's already been handed jersey number 3, the same number he wore at Florida State. Now the attention shifts to day 2 of the NFL draft as the Bills have 3 more picks to come on Friday night.
Excited about it. I mean, I think we should get us some good football players tomorrow. We're looking forward to tomorrow. Got a lot of work to do before 7 o'clock again, just on the guys that are left.
Well, you know, Murph, I think the Bills seem to take a fair share of criticism, maybe even more than they deserve from the national media. But if there's one thing that I think the Bills do year in and year out very well, it's gauging the needs and the targets of the other teams around them in the draft. And I think that allowed them to move confidently down from that spot at 8 and then pick up picks in the process. Now they have 3 picks in the top 50.
Yeah, look, we don't know if E.J. Manuel is going to be the guy, but certainly the Bills did their due diligence and identified him as the number one quarterback in this draft. That's why they drafted him. What they did do well, I thought, in the first round of the draft was maneuver down to get some extra picks, to get the quarterback that they clearly identified. I think they handled it pretty well, and I think things broke about as well as could be expected for the Bills.
Bills now positioned very well to address some of their other needs, most notably wide receiver, tight end, and cornerback. They could address all 3 of them if they really wanted to, coming up on day 2. And as always, we'll have full coverage right here on BuffaloBills.com. Round 2 gets started at 7 p.m. with round 3 to follow. For John Murphy, I'm Chris Brown for Bills Roundup.